fishing, boating, canoeing, swimming, or just laying out on Cowboy Beach and soaking up the rays. Stay in one of our many rooms or bring your RV and stay at the Kickback Ranch RV Park. Maybe you're a business owner or someone looking for a meeting or a team building venue. We offer 7 venues, so you can contact us today and make a reservation. Call us at 286-4140. That's 286-4140. Or check us out at kickbackranch.net.
Updating the wrongs of past comedy, this is A Woke Joke.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Not the
who.
Not the police. No knock warrants violate our civil rights.
This has been A Woke Joke.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
8 o'clock, rodeo clean.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The Senate has voted to begin work on a nearly $1 trillion national infrastructure plan. President Biden welcomed the accord as one that would assure America can, quote, do big things. He says it includes the most significant long-term investments in nearly a century. The Taliban say 150 people have died in flooding in Afghanistan's mountainous northeastern Nuristan province. A spokesman for the provincial governor said water inundated the village of Terdesh, destroying at least 100 homes. A tsunami warning was issued for parts of Alaska after a large earthquake struck the peninsula. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was a magnitude 8.2 and hit 56 miles east-southeast of Perryville, Alaska. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead 133 points, while NASDAQ futures are down by 8. More details at SRNews.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Two jabs of a COVID vaccine and corona cases were low. But then the Delta variant arrived, so you need a new dose. Another booster of Moderna or a fix of Pfizer down at your local pharmacy. Coronavirus mutated, we're losing immunity. Looks like I'll have to get a third shot. That sucks. Infection rates need to come down. I need to get a third shot. That sucks. And wear a mask over my mouth. Already stuck the needle in twice. And when they pricked me, I said, ow. Cases started to spike up. So I will have to get a third shot sometime.
Interested to see how this topic is going to explode in the days ahead, especially with the return to school. Now, because of the nature of the show I do in the afternoon, I have got to read as much as I can, especially on a topic like this.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to gauge what I have particularly focused on with kids, sending them back to school wearing masks is not good. The risk is minimal. There are, and the damage we did just in 1 year to school kids and taking away their social interactions, yep, and everything else.
Yep.
And now a mask, I'm sorry. I just think it's...
All day long, you know?
Every time I've gone to a store, and there's plenty of stores where the workers still wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
And... I asked them, I said, how do you deal with that all day? They're working an 8-hour shift. And if they're in public contact during that time, they've got to have the mask on. I don't know if I could get used to that.
I've got a trip later in August, and I'm going to have to wear a mask for about six hours or so, you know, on a plane and in airports. So,
as much as I love Goose, I think about maybe one day I'll just take a weekend. Fly down on Friday, fly back on Sunday, because it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But the thing that stops me is the idea, first of all, the behavior of people in airports these days and on airplanes, and then, you know, just having to be masked for all that. And then it'd be just my luck. This is the day that, we're going to be delayed by 6 hours here.
We're
the plane on the runway, so just bear with it, folks.
And that happens.
I just don't know.
Yeah, so that extends the amount of time you're wearing it on your face, too.
Right. Let's say good morning to David.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how they're telling us that we need to wear masks and get vaccinated, and yet they're letting millions of illegals into the country and
that's
shipping
the
them
other
everywhere
thing.
Untested.
Untested,
and many
they're
are
being
COVID positive.
They're being public transportation, if you will, all over the country. And kept in hotels on our dime. Not.
Yeah.
This is insane. Why are we allowing this? If we're so worried about the virus, we should stop it at the entry point.
Yeah. And I just read an article this morning online that said it at just one of the holding centers that COVID cases was up 900%.
Yeah.
So
it was 700 just a couple of days ago. But yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Why is nobody talking about that? I don't get
it. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's not a surprise either.
Oh, have a good one, guys.
All right, thanks, David. Appreciate the call. We're going to get the forecast from Rich, and then this week's edition of Mash Up the News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
So the fog problem that we had a little bit earlier, and we had visibility down to a quarter of a mile here in the city, that's pretty much ended now. Maxwell's 2.5 mile visibility. But the big story is the heat advisory, day number three. And that continues through Friday, by the way. And the definition of a heat advisory is when the heat index is consistently 105 or higher. And that's going to be the case at least through Friday. And, you know, who knows? They may pull the plug. They may issue one on Saturday as well. We'll see. Rain chance is not quite zero, but 20% or less through Friday. With the high today, the actual high, up to about, let's say, 98 or 99, and we'll be near 100 tomorrow, and the low tonight, 77. Then on Saturday, with widely scattered random storms returning to the radar, highs will be in the upper 90s again. And better rain chances, I think, I'm pretty sure by the time we get into Sunday, certainly Monday, the rain chances are a lot better. Right now, this morning, we have 79 degrees. Don't even ask about the humidity at 8:08.
Don't miss Brubaker's summer service special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Saving you time by combining all the news of the day into one story. This is Mash Up the News.
Simone Biles will don a face mask to attend Adele's residency in Las Vegas titled Pandemic of the Unvaccinated and sponsored by Apple, whose profits rose so much they can afford to pay for a wedding. A comment from a fan.
I think Bruce Springsteen should get a Frito-Lay factory named after him.
Join us next time on Mash Up the News.
It is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. I think I have my conundrum ready.
Oh, good. That was on my mind. Yeah.
And we're going to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. So today, I'm going to put all the pressure on Mr. Scott here.
Okay.
You talk about Seafood Bistro now, and that will really...
Whip him up into a frenzy.
Or
if
fenzy.
I could ever talk, fenzy. You know.
We could have a frenzy.
Could be a... Is that somebody that delivers fences?
No. Fenzy was the guy on Happy Days.
Hey.
All right. I got a man. I'll be here all week. Which ends tomorrow.
Fenzy. That must be on the Indian.
This could be my new words. I am the Fenz.
Hey.
Yeah, it was Seafood Bistro is what I'm actually wanting to tell you about, because we're giving away $10 gift certificates for our prize here coming up. I want to tell you what $10 can get you at the Seafood Bistro and get you a platter of calamari. How about that? Also get you a platter of tilapia. two fillets on that one, or the whitefish as well. You can also get the calamari. Let's see, we already did the calamari for that, but you can get that as well. Also, what else? Salads. Any of the salads on the list. Almost any appetizer. Pretty much every appetizer. Crab claws, they're a little bit over the 10, but yeah. You can get the bacon stuffed jalapeno poppers, the cheddar fries, the calamari, the cheese curds, the corn nuggets, the dragon shrimp, the pickles, the tomatoes. All of those under 10 bucks. Red beans and rice. You want a bowl of that? Under $10. Seafood gumbo? You got it. Under 10 bucks. Medium order of wings? Sure, go right ahead. The tilapia po' boy, the whitefish po' boy? All under $10 for you, and you can get with one of these gift certificates that we're about to give away. 1651 Perry Hill Road is their location, 279-7500. Give them a call when they open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. Visit them online at theseafoodbistro.com and like and follow them on Facebook.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right. A survey was done of people who drive cars.
Our survey said
over half keep one of these in the car at all times.
A Sears catalog. I hope that wasn't right.
That's a great guess, Jay.
I just always heard the stories that my parents would say. It's like, oh, you're looking through that. There was the wish book or whatever, yeah, for the Christmas thing.
Right.
Hey, we used to keep those in our car. Why? Toilet paper. Right.
Well, that actually was the winning answer. So
was it?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
You're kidding.
Toilet paper.
Oh, man. You're wrecking contests too, just like me.
Well, it was only the fact that it was the Sears catalog, and that's why they used it, but that wasn't the answer.
I thought we were going to take a nice little trip down memory lane.
Dang it. I was going to do flashlights. What else? My dad used to have flares.
I'm sorry.
Remember?
I picked it the Sears because nobody gets the Sears catalog anymore.
Right?
Yeah. And because Sears doesn't exist, right?
Well, they don't.
Yeah. And that was the reason that people kept it in their car.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Now what are we going to do?
Don't make him feel bad.
Oh, man.
No, but what else in the car? Did your dad ever have flares in the, you know?
My father had everything.
You know, he had toolkit.
My dad was one of those dads.
News talk.
I swear, yeah. I remember I had my first fender bender. I punched in the front end of my Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
Don't worry, son. We'll buff it out. Like, really? Dad, have you seen it? It's been the front fender's been pushed up to the windshield. I don't think we're going to buff that out.
Do either of you have jumper cables in the car?
No, but you know what? I should.
I have.
If somebody wants to give me a gift that I could really use.
I think I do, actually.
No, we're not doing
I bought them. I don't know who's got them. But yeah, that's a good thing to...
Heavy duty.
Because when your battery will always die in a horrible place.
I
where
know.
You know.
Yep.
So you got to hope that first nice person that comes along. By the way, you have jumper cables.
Yeah.
But at least now I can afford to pay somebody to do it. Sam.
Hey, Sam.
What's up? Hey. Good morning, Greg and gang. You know, I'm driving 231 right down the old farm truck. I'm just stranded with junk. But I'm
going to
go with a pair of shades. How about that?
Well, we already got the answer.
I already gave the answer.
Jay blew it.
I screwed it up completely.
It was toilet paper.
Hey, we still love Jay.
Oh, of course we do.
Thanks for your pity, love. I appreciate it.
He's the boss.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. When I go to the Seafood Bistro, I picked up the $10 certificate a few times. I always throw another 10 with it. I love that shrimp po' boy, the dragon sauce, fried okra, and cider Kaneki sauce. And yeah, man, I get that one platter for sure.
Well, we appreciate it, Sam. Thanks so much, man.
Hey, have a good day.
You too.
You.
All right, so we're going to start the conundrum in another minute.
And I'll ruin this one, okay?
Okay, that's your turn.
I would say this makes the case for showing us the conundrum before you put it out there.
I would say so, yes. We used to be in the loop. We're not anymore. We're just peons now.
I do not see how this becomes a mandate.
Let
for
me just say
me
this
to
about
share
that.
The conundrum before we start the contest.
Very good.
I am not prepared between now and the end of the decade to change my opinion on this.
All right, Mr. Kennedy.
Coming right, like, the way you do, it comes out of this side of the, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I look.
When did he talk out of the side, or was that, is that just the way you can
when,
do the
when impression? I was a kid, believe it or not, I'm not exaggerating, I nailed his voice.
Uh-huh.
Because we used to listen to this album by Vaughn Meter.
Oh, yeah, I know it very well, the
so
first
I would
family.
Practice. I could do entire skits, and adults would have him, hey, Gregory, come into the room and show Stella and Ed how funny you are doing Jacob.
Let me say this about that.
Yeah. Yes. So, I've never, you know, and then...
go to the polls and vote.
After the Ted Kennedy thing at O'Bar in West Palm, since the Kennedys were... When I was working in Palm Beach, I would call. We had an afternoon host named Jack Cole. Not Jack Hole. Jack Cole. Who is a real old school dude, but good. You know, real smart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would call him from the convenience store down the street from the station and do Ted Kennedy. And it was funny because it was about anything but, you know, it was always a little on the blue side.
But that was a great album.
And he was always drinking. I had my roadie in the car. Stuff like that.
That was a great album by Vaughn Meter. I haven't thought about it in a long time.
It was so well done.
I knew every bit.
The Malaysian ambassador for dinner.
That's right.
Let's get some news here. Skipper's traffic, and then we'll come back. We're going to get a contest started between now and Joey.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Javonte Stubbs is behind bars this morning and charged with the killing of Selma police officer Marquise Maurer and the wounding of a female. Stubbs was charged with capital murder and attempted murder following his arrest at an apartment complex in Tuscaloosa. He's been jailed in Chilton County until a hearing Friday morning in Selma. A domestic dispute ends in tragedy in Emerald Mountain. Sheriff Bill Franklin says officers responded to a call of a man with a gun, arrived to the scene, and detained the man in question. But a younger male came out of the house with a machete-like weapon and was shot and killed by an Elmore County deputy. And the Southeastern Conference's 14 presidents and chancellors are expected to meet and vote today to extend invitations to Texas and Oklahoma. The two Big 12 schools are expected to officially accept the invitations in a Friday morning trustee meeting scheduled for 9 a.m. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Drinking coffee straight from the pot. Power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work. Power move. Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW. Power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our best deal of the year. Get the speed you need starting with Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hot house? Here are a few AC tips from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Check the breaker, verify thermostat settings, and replace filter. Still not working? Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Time for traffic.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We are still busy around the boulevard now at most of the major intersections. Got a little congestion, I-65 and 85. Moderate to heavy at times traffic through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. We still have a little bit of slow traffic, 65 southbound near the Millbrook on-ramp just before Northern Boulevard. 31s are all still a little busy as well. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, doesn't matter. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Hellraiser.
Yeah, I want to repeat what I said earlier this morning about ZZ Top. How remarkable their time as a band has been. 50 years.
No scandals.
No scandals. No stories about people not getting along or infighting. Look, it takes two people to have a scandal. Look at Simon and Garfunkel and how public their unhappiness with each other was.
Yep.
These guys, for half a century, man, just went out there, they made great music, and they played it and performed it, and as consistent as a band could be. Maybe, perhaps the best I've ever seen in terms of one tight little group, yep. You know, just recognize, here's what, part of it is recognizing, A, we're lucky to be doing this, we're having fun doing this, we're making a lot of money doing this, so let's do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, as Barney Fife would say, nip it in the bud when there's a problem coming up and not let it get out of proportion. That's what happens with a lot of bands.
I mentioned in the 6 o'clock hour, but it's an incredible rundown of bands. When I was in Hattiesburg, we went to New Orleans, and in the Sugar Bowl, we saw Jay Giles Band, ZZ Top, and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
And that was an amazing lineup.
And last you checked, ZZ Top still scheduled to keep their Birmingham date?
Yeah, looking at
Tuscaloosa?
This...
Tuscaloosa? Is it?
Yeah, it's in Tuscaloosa tomorrow, actually. After Hill's death, Gibbons announced that per Hill's wishes, ZZ Top would continue...
Didn't I say that?
You did say that.
With Elwood Francis, the guitar tech for Hill. He's going to be playing on bass. It is the band's first lineup change in 51 years.
That is, and Dusty came along before they made their first record. So for all practical purposes, the entire time they've been that ZZ Top, he was with them. But I said this morning, and I did not know until you just told us. I'll bet they had all of this worked out. If somebody passed away, what's our plan?
Right.
And it makes sense.
You want to continue. You want as a tribute. Yeah.
And that's why...
Elwood Francis.
They did cancel their concert last night.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Just the day of the death they did, but everything else, I guess the one that was tonight and the one that's tomorrow in Tuscaloosa is still scheduled.
Was it a heart attack? Is that what
Just passed away in his sleep.
Oh, in his sleep.
And, you know, that's kind of life expectancy, 72. Yeah. But, that concert tomorrow could end up being maybe a phenomenal and passionate eulogy for him. Not a weepy thing, but a real celebration.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. All right.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Here we go. My turn.
All right. One in four people in a recent survey.
Mm-hmm. Our survey said
this was their favorite outdoor smell.
Oh.
Their favorite outdoor smell. Because if we just limit it to smell,
okay,
there's 8 bazillion answers. But this is something you're only, an aroma you're only going to catch.
1 in 4.
1 in 4 said this was their favorite.
Okay.
272-9228.
Just keeping my mouth shut this time.
Jay, that was it.
So I'll say.
You were okay until you said toilet paper. The catalog, who would have thought? It was great. Don't worry about it. Stop. So 272-9228, again, 1 in 4 people said this was their favorite outdoor aroma. I could give you maybe a little bit of a clue because we're kind of getting late in the game.
Okay.
But it's something you're more likely to experience in the evening. 272-9228, what is this aroma that pleases such a high percentage of people? 272-9228. While Jay is queuing up calls, I want to talk to you about somebody who works with a goddess. Her name is Pam Edwards, and the guy is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty. The more I know Eddie, the more I'm impressed with what he does. This year, you know, yeah, the real estate market is hot, but you also need somebody who knows when to hold him and knows when to fold him, so to speak. If I hadn't listened to Eddie 2 years ago, because I, you know, what do I know? I want to get out of a house and just get rid of the mortgage with no expense out of pocket. And Eddie said, think about this. Think about the guts it takes to say to a friend, hang on to it for a couple of years. Prices are going to be coming back. We'll be able to get you out of there with some money. I trusted Eddie, and I came out ahead. A lot further ahead than I ever, ever dreamed I would. So when it comes to wisdom, not just how to... I mean, of course, nobody's better at showing off a house, getting people interested in seeing it, and getting bids so that it sells for more than the initial asking price. Happens time after time after time with Eddie Bader and eXp Realty. But that wisdom, you can't... And by the way, somebody else who knows how to cover and take care of all the little hassles that go with marketing a house. Same thing if you're buying. Tell them your price range. Tell them the areas you're interested in living in. And off the top of his head, he can tell you what's out there and get that process going. 3220662, 3220662. Are you better with Bader? You better believe you are better with Bader. Eddie Bader, eXp Realty, 3220662. All right. We got a whole board full of calls. What is this outdoor aroma, Bobby, that...
I think I know.
One out of four people say is their favorite scent.
Fresh cut grass.
Oh, that's
fresh
good.
Cut grass. That is a great smell, but not the winning answer. Good guess. You are in the grand prize drawing. Perry.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, how about rain?
Oh, that's my answer. That was my answer.
Beat me. Rain. Nope, it's not rain. But
well, I tried.
No, that's a good guess. Now keep that, trying. 272-9228. Bill.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm going to go with honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle. I know what
that's good.
Give me
that's a good smell.
But it's not the winning answer.
Good guess. All right. Thank y'all.
All right. Sam did his due diligence, and he's calling back.
Hey, hi.
What is this outdoor aroma that one out of four people say is their favorite? Something you're most likely to experience after twilight or later.
Oh, okay.
Well, this time of year, my favorite smell is the charcoal grill. Somebody grilling it.
Ooh. The smell of a charcoal grill. Is that the winning answer? Nope.
But that's a good one. That's during the evening.
It's the best guess so far.
Okay.
The best guess so far. We have a very brief break and we'll come back. 272-9228. Sam's guess was good. A charcoal grill. But not quite what we're looking for. This favorite aroma. And you're going to experience it outdoors, likely as darkness is setting in.
Sometimes early morning Prattville.
Yeah, sometimes then too.
Jeff Branko from Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
It's so nice having the dining rooms back open, Mike.
Yes, welcome back, everyone.
Thank you all so much. Great seeing so many families and friends eating together again.
Thank you once again, folks, from all of us at Chappie's Deli.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL. lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
USA 13 gold medals! China! 14 gold medals! Japan! 13 gold medals! Russia! 7 gold medals!
Hey, we could start our own heavy metal band. Alright, we are working on a conundrum. And we've had some pretty good guesses. one out of four people say this is their favorite outdoor smell, okay. but it's one you're more likely to smell as darkness is setting in or even later than that.
Some good guesses so far.
Yeah. So let's go to Junebug next and see if we can get a winner for a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Now, I was thinking about azaleas, but that's not even close to what Sam said.
No.
So, I appreciate you now.
And we appreciate you. 272-9228. David.
Sapphire.
Right, let's try
that. No, campfire.
Oh, campfire.
Could that be it?
So you said charcoal was close. Yeah, campfire. Oh, boy.
So you won yourself a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card there, David.
Woohoo!
I think that is very cool. And that is a great smell. There is it is different from somebody grilling something.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
All right, man. You hang on. You get to talk to Jay Scott next.
Put a Sears catalog in the campfire.
Yeah. to keep the fire going.
Let's you can't do that, Rich. He still feels bad about that. And he shouldn't, really. All right, we're at 8:32. Morning Maroon nominees coming up in a bit.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Well, we had that heat advisory in effect again today. This is the third day in a row, and it will continue at least through tomorrow. I say at least through tomorrow because there's some question whether they will go ahead and issue one on Saturday. We'll see. Dangerous heat indices 105 or higher. Slow down, take it easy, and stay hydrated, of course. Don't do strenuous activity in the middle of the day. You know, wait till do it in early in the day or later in the evening with a high temperature in the upper 90s today. And the temperature tomorrow will reach near 100 on the thermometer. That's not the heat index now. Low tonight down to about 77. On Saturday, widely scattered storms will return to the radar. We'll be in the upper 90s again and some question on how high the heat index will be on Saturday. But better rain chances start to pop up on Sunday and Monday as well. Right now, this morning, the humidity, well, with a dew point of 75, is just crazy out there. 79 degrees now at 8:32.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
I hope you're air conditioning is working well. That would be a terrible thing in a situation like this. And I hope your plumbing is working well. I know who can take care of you at any hour of the day or night if you have any plumbing or issues. Actually, even AC and heating, they do that as well. I'm talking about our friends Plumbing by Luke Wire. They've been second to none in the River Region for over two decades. No matter what hour of the day or night that plumbing goes bad, and you know it happens at weird times, never a convenient moment for that, give them a call at 264-9666. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. I remember several years back, before I started using Plumbing by Luke Wire, I had a problem on the weekend. I called the guys out to fix it. They fixed it, but they said, you know, this was an off hour, and this is what it's going to cost you. What? Really? No surprise at Plumbing by Luke Wire. It's upfront pricing, too. They're going to diagnose the problem, tell you what it costs before they fix it. And they always pick up the phone and tell you they're on their way. Get the whole house plumbing inspection. Maybe you're planning a vacation coming up here real soon before the kids go back to school. You want to know if there's some problem that it's lurking that you don't know about that could become a big problem. They'll fix it before it does. 264-9666. At Plumbing by Luke Wire, you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook. Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are light to moderate all over the area with exception of a couple of places. I-65 and 85 are busy through the interchange, and we've got congestion East South Boulevard at Highway 331, Norman Bridge Road, and at Baptist and Alpha. East Boulevard at I-85 and Taylor Road at Atlanta Highway is a little busy. That's about it. No accidents that we're aware of. Nothing to slow you down. Buckle up. Drive carefully. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage, get cash out, or get pre-approved to buy.
MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
For the Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Javonte Stubbs is behind bars this morning and charged with the killing of Selma police officer Marquise Maurer and the wounding of a female. Stubbs was charged with capital murder and attempted murder following his arrest at an apartment complex in Tuscaloosa. He's been jailed in Chilton County until a hearing Friday morning in Selma. A domestic dispute ends in tragedy in Emerald Mountain. Sheriff Bill Franklin says officers responded to a call of a man with a gun, arrived to the scene, and detained the man in question, but a younger male came out of the house with a machete-like weapon and was shot and killed by an Elmore County deputy. And the Southeastern Conference's 14 presidents and chancellors are expected to meet and vote today to extend invitations to Texas and Oklahoma. The two Big 12 schools are expected to officially accept the invitations in a Friday morning trustee meeting scheduled for 9 a.m. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs presents Martina McBride live August 14th at Riverwalk Stadium. On Independence Day. Don't miss multiple CMA and ACM Award winner Martina McBride live. With a broken wing. Joining Martina McBride will be special guest the Watson Brothers Band. Gates open at 5 p.m. The show starts at 7. Tickets only $30, available at MontgomeryAL.gov. Martina McBride live Saturday, August 14th, Riverwalk Stadium. Sponsored by Batman Budweiser Embassy Suites and Blue Water Broadcasting.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999, or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's electric!
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
There's certainly no shortage of things to pick from this morning, but this one I found electrifying, Rich, for one reason. Yeah. And that is how, after all the people we've seen in the world of sports, announcers, commentators disappear because they crossed that new and very tight line of sensitivity.
Yes.
How somebody, having seen all these examples of careers ended, I think of Brenneman in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I was just thinking about him. Yeah.
Who really are not bad people, just made dumb, ignorant comments and have paid a forever price for it. So yesterday, a Greek TV commentator at the Olympics was immediately fired. His name is Demosthenes Camarillus, I think. He was talking about table tennis player Zhang Young Silk and made the following comment. Their eyes are narrow, so I can't understand how they can see the ball moving back and forth.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
wow.
You got to wonder, how does a guy get to a point where he is an Olympic announcer and then make a comment like that? I mean, that to me, it's electrifyingly stupid. A lot of these things, maybe overreactions. This one here, man, that's a guy that needs help. When you need help with anything involving electricity, call Mr. Electric 245-1566. By the way, they'd be happy to come out and check your fuse panel and wiring for free. Just make an appointment. By the way, they do everything at your convenience, even that free checkup. When you need something done, they do the upfront estimate, and that is the price you will pay, and perform the service also at times that are convenient for you, specific times, not because you have this day off and you wait all day. No, when they say they'll be there at 2, that's when your doorbell will ring. Visit MrElectric.com for more information. Quick check on traffic at 8:41.
Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic, you folks have done wonderful today. We've had no real accidents that have caused any problems. And right now, we have a little congestion East South Boulevard, really from Troy Highway all the way past Baptist down to Norman Bridge and Highway 331. We're busy on I-65 southbound over the Alabama River Bridge, and we've got some incoming traffic still from 231 onto Congressman Dickinson over to Atlanta Highway. Buckle up and drive carefully. Keep up the good work. No accidents this morning. That's awesome. Trenum State has classes for certified nursing assistants starting August 4th in Macon County. Change your life. Call Trenum State today, the college for real careers. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Aw, man, I have another hangnail. You shouldn't pick at your toes. Daddy says you might cause ingrown toenails. Speaking of Daddy, it's time to remind people how important it is to see a podiatrist. Yeah, Shannon, our dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, treats things like tendonitis and bunions. If a person is diabetic, it's important to have a foot exam by a podiatrist. Call today for an appointment at 265-7585. Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
We are pleased to have in the studio with us Tom Latham. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey.
Thank you for having me.
Hey.
Good to see you guys.
It's good to see you again. It's been a little while.
In fact, last time I saw Tom, that was when we went to Yellowhammer.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that was the last time.
And enjoyed a really great meal.
So Yellowhammer is open?
Yes, we are open, and I know it's been a little bit confusing over the last couple of years. We've been open and closed a number of times, but we are open, and we've been open for about 2.5 months now.
excellent food always at Yellowhammer. Well, that's great to hear. Now, you're kind of tucked away a little bit off Taylor Road, behind, it's behind, help me.
Tipico de Mexico.
Yeah, right. Yeah. On Averett Drive?
On Averett Drive, that's right.
Yeah.
So, many of your listeners know that we were over off of Bell Street for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we felt like moving out to the Taylor Road area would help us. We'd be open 7 days a week and could have an evening, serve an evening meal as well. But as soon as we got over there, COVID hit.
Yeah.
It's been an unbelievable struggle ever since.
To get the right staffing?
To get the right staffing, yes. And that's where I'm going with this probably. Mm-hmm. But just to stay open because people were really uncomfortable coming into restaurants
and
eating.
No, that's true.
Still, I went to a fast food restaurant the other day, and they didn't have but two employees working. So there are a lot of restaurants that are still very challenged right now.
Yeah. And how does that problem get solved? That's what I'd like to know. Because there weren't those shortages prior to the virus.
Well, Montgomery knows that for 37 years we've had Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies, and we were fortunate to get some really good employees early on, and they've been with us the entirety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So patience and endurance probably, but we were fortunate a few months ago to have an Air Force family come in. I call them the Amazing Chins. I've got the mother, Corey, who's my general manager, and then her 20-year-old daughter, Morgan. Her 15-year-old redheaded, wonderful attitude, McKenna, and then the amazing Maya. Maya is 7 years old, and she runs, she runs a cash register and makes change, seats people, takes orders, gets drinks. Yeah. She just has a wonderful aptitude for the restaurant business, and it's just a very wholesome family.
So you're open 7 days a week.
Yes.
And
no, we're open 6 days a week.
Every
day but Monday. We're closed on Monday.
Okay.
And hours?
Hours are from 7 in the morning for breakfast until 10 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock we swap over and we have meat and vegetables, and we have wonderful hamburgers. And
Breakfast runs till 10?
Yeah.
Yes,
so breakfast we could get over there after the show some morning.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Check it out. I'd love to see the breakfast. Lunch was great when we were there.
And the portions are always very generous at Yellowhammer. Yeah. You said, are you going to be closing for a week?
We're closing for a week. So we have a family. We're a family operation, and it's time to go back to school. And with all these kids working, we're going to let them take the week off, and they've got to go to some weddings and some different vacation things.
Week are you going to be closed?
We're going to be closed today.
Yeah.
Through this following week, not this weekend, but the next weekend. So
a little bit
more than a week.
Okay. All right. Well, great. It's good to know that you're back open, and I'm glad. I know a lot of restaurants have suffered, and it's great to...
Well, this is wonderful news.
Yeah, it is.
We felt bad when you had to close down briefly last time, because we like our local businesses. You know, you're the lifeblood of the community. We need you.
That's right, and the restaurant industry has suffered, and we're so grateful to our patrons who support us regularly. We have lots of people that come in and support us, and we really appreciate them and getting to know them. And
now, will you be doing what you did before? You put up on your Facebook page the daily specials?
We do.
Okay.
We do every day on Facebook.
Gotcha.
We also have Grubhub, and you can call in your order at 649-1737 to pick it up there at the restaurant.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, congratulations, and it's great to hear the good news that you're back in operation at Yellowhammer.
Thanks, guys.
I got to get Mrs. Ritterbuttle out there.
Absolutely.
So she can try
Absolutely.
It, too. We appreciate you coming by. And then I got to call Penny Earn. I got an idea. This guy's... Everything I learned about concrete, I learned from Tom riding around with him on a Saturday afternoon.
We did do that.
Excellent.
Everything from drainage and, bad work.
Mm-hmm.
I learned. I did.
Good deal.
And I'm not that bright, which is very impressive on Tom's part.
Tom, it's great to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being part of Blue Water for so long, too. We appreciate that. We're at 850.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com. Or call 219-8599.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Basil's Truck and Camper. Let us hook you up. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting in Basil's Truck and Camper.
To find out how you can help, go to Newstalk931.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
Burning up. Hits just like a music
station. Yeah, we do. It's that smooth it up the charts. It was hitbound last week.
Yeah, it's time for our Morning Maroon nominees. And I blame Jay.
You blame Jay for what? What now?
Nothing. I had one maroon. Don't worry, there's never a shortage. So let's get our brand new version of Hail to the Chief. And former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And we start in North Carolina, where a woman there is facing multiple charges. Her name is Jenny Annette Skidmore.
Okay.
There's always trouble with the Skidmores, right? According to the sheriff's office, deputies responded to a home in Marion after a report of a break-in. They found her at the scene. She had stolen medication, a power saw, coins, knives, socks, and jewelry.
Sounds like she hit the Skidmore.
Yeah, well, and she's facing a $50,000 bond. Here's the maroon part.
Okay.
She took her 7-year-old son along.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid you're going to hear stories like this, more and more of them in the days ahead as they try to, you know, gin up additional panic about the Delta variant. This is a woman. This happened in, not Pike Road, but Pike Place. Mom, who's going to pick her child up from daycare, shouldn't be concerned about being pepper sprayed in the face and having her 7-year-old son sprayed as well. The woman who committed this said she did it to protect herself against the Delta variant. Spray another mother and her son with mace. She is now facing charges, but here's the fun part. She's calling it self-defense. And these people did not have the virus. So the self-defense against what lady? And then finally, we have a two idiots in Montana. They decided to steal a plane. Landed on a highway and then abandoned it on the side of the road. Here's the thing. You steal a car, you got a pretty good chance to blend in with thousands of other cars.
Uh-huh.
You steal a plane, you're on the radar, they got the squawk box, they know the number of the plane, they follow you on the radar, so when you land the plane, even if you do abandon it...
They got you.
And they did.
You. Yeah.
So...
Yeah. So, you know, it's... What stands out, two of them stand out, the pepper spray, you know, using the pepper spray...
Really?
...as self-defense...
No.
...against the Delta variant.
God help us if that actually becomes a viable legal defense.
That's a tie with Mrs. Skidmore and her seven-year-old son.
I think, ultimately, we flip a coin, Mrs. Skidmore...
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
And, you know what, I suspect there might be a drug issue with that
woman. You think so?
Yeah. But if there is, get her help. But I wouldn't let her near that boy again.
No.
Well, the law may not let her. She may be spending some time in prison.
I think so.
Is this our friend?
That it is.
Randy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing fine. Doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You got, we're already at the end of July now. Your event's coming up pretty soon, isn't it? Hunter's Night Out?
Yes, sir. Our yearly event for hunters and outdoor enthusiasts is August the 12th. It's a Thursday evening at the lovely town of Otagaville at the R.H. Kirkpatrick Arena. Yes, sir. We're going to gather together. It's a free event. We'll have activities for kids and it's a family event, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of local vendors as well as the vendors that supply me with product. So the idea here is outdoor enthusiasts, deer hunters, sportsmen can talk direct to these folks that are very knowledgeable. And they don't have to have my filtered knowledge that I get from them and then try to convey to the customer. They can talk direct to the... Cut out the middleman, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good event. It really is. We'll have discounted product. In other words, those that attend have access to additional discounts. That's a perk for coming. Also, anybody that, not necessarily those that attend, will have an opportunity to pre-buy, pre-order with significant discounts. Mm-hmm. And that offers the advantage that once they place an order, their product is here and available when they want it. We are the warehouse, so they don't have to worry about, well, gosh, I wonder if
they have this product. Ask you a quick agricultural question.
Put it on me.
I saw a thing recently where a guy used an electric toothbrush to lightly go up and down the branches of a tomato plant.
Oh, yeah, to pollinate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that really something you can do?
Yes, it is. It is.
I've never seen that before. Wow.
Yeah, tomatoes are self-pollinators, but to get the pollen loosed, to do the work the bee normally does,
mm-hmm.
an insect normally does the work there, or, of course, wind does too, but you can manually do it. And electric toothbrush is a great idea. They actually had a tool out at one point that was for that. I forget the name of it. I don't think it's around anymore. But they had a tool. It was a pollinating tool.
I just never... and I, you know, it was so clever that I thought, I want to check with an authority before I buy into this. You can open up a dental hygiene section in Prattville Farm. Said, Randy, we need your location and hours, my friend.
Yes, sir. 1154 South Memorial Drive. We're just a little bit south of the Uptown McDonald's in Prattville. And we are here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and 7 to 2 on Saturday. We're closed on Sunday.